hastily assembled, uncertainly supplied, and inadequately financed will never be enough. Therefore, the United States recommends that all member nations earmark special peacekeeping units in their armed forces to be on call of the United Nations, to be specially trained and quickly available, and with advanced provision for financial and logistic support. In addition, the American delegation will suggest a series of steps to improve the United Nations machinery for the peaceful settlement of disputes, for on-the-spot fact-finding, mediation, and adjudication, for extending the rule of international law. For peace is not solely a matter of military or technical problems. It is primarily a problem of politics and people. And unless man can match his strides in weapon and technology with equal strides in social and political development, our great strength, like that of the dinosaur, will become incapable of proper control, and like the dinosaur, vanish from the earth. And as we extend the rule of law on earth, so must we also extend it to man's new domain, outer space. All of us salute the brave cosmonauts of the Soviet Union. The new horizons of outer space must not be riven by the old bitter concepts of imperialism and sovereign claims. The cold reaches of the universe must not become the new arena of an even colder war. To this end, we shall urge proposals extending the United Nations Charter to the limits of man's exploration in the universe, reserving outer space for peaceful use, prohibiting weapons of mass destruction in space or on celestial bodies, and opening the mysteries and benefits of space to every nation. We shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control. We shall propose, finally, a global systems of communication satellites linking the whole world in telegraph and telephone and radio and television. The day need not be far away when such a system will televise the proceedings of this body to every corner of the world for the benefit of peace. But the mysteries of outer space must not divert our eyes or our energies from the harsh realities that face our fellow men. Political sovereignty is but a mockery without the means of meeting poverty and illiteracy and disease. Self-determination is but a slogan if the future holds no hope. That is why my nation, which has freely shared its capital and its technology to help others help themselves, now proposes officially designating this decade of the 1960s as the United Nations Decade of Development. Under the framework of that resolution, the United Nations' existing efforts in promoting economic growth can be expanded and coordinated.